The radicals sought to gain control in a way that the king himself had done just a few years earlier, by crushing all enemies. The assembly became the Directory, a group of dictators led by two representatives of the old Third Estate, Maximilien Robespierre and Georges Danton. Under the Directory, France not only eliminated the church, but also religion altogether, renaming streets named for saints, inventing the metric system as the democratic method of measurement, reorganizing the calendar into years dated from year one of the revolution, and converting months into units of 3 weeks of 10 days each. In effect, not only eliminating Sundays, but also any idea of when Sunday would have been. In the spirit of the Enlightenment, Robespierre declared himself a priest of reason and urged his country people to worship reason as a goddess. Robespierre's and Danton's reign of terror, which witnessed the most speedy trials and deaths by execution yet, eventually consumed itself. Robespierre accused Danton of betraying the revolution, and Robespierre's colleagues later accused him of doing the same on the day that he threatened to expose some of them as traitors. Both of these men, like thousands of others, went to the guillotine. By July 1794, 5 years after Bastille Day began this cycle of violence, the country at last settled down. A moderate national convention took the place of the Directory and reversed many of the most radical changes. However, there was still that problem of foreign wars.